Welcome back to another episode of Talkin' Moto. Today, the amazing, probably I think the best race of the season so far, the Spring Creek Recap. Millville, Spring Creek, whatever one you want to call it. It was the feel-good ride of Jeremy Martin on Saturday in the 250s. It was his little swan song, as they call it. It was really cool to see just how amazing he was in this last race. Really kind of showed the dominance that he had for a couple years in the 250s, where he came out of nowhere. Not really a super big amateur rider, not very well known like the Adam Cianciarulos were, Austin Faulkner, guys like that who have come up after him. But hey, he put in the work and he got to have his little swan song at his own track that his family owns. He grew up living there, and he came out and qualified third. It was just a list of Star Racing Yamahas here in qualifying. So Jeremy Martin qualified third. Hayden Deegan was your fastest qualifier with a 157.207. Michael Moseman, really the only time we really got a good look on Michael Moseman was in qualifying, when he qualified second with a 157.443, 0.2 behind Deegan, and then a 0.1 behind that was Jeremy Martin with a 157.517. One thing I was a little interested to see was Joe Shimoda qualified in 10th place and Levi Kitchen was 11th. So, not really what I was expecting from Joe Shimoda with how good he did in Red Bud, that's for sure. I thought maybe he'd be able to carry the momentum into Spring Creek. Just had a little brain fart there. He ended up finding the momentum again during the races. Did have a little bit of a struggle, though, in Moto number 2 with a bike problem, which we will get to, obviously, when we get to Moto number 2. Another interesting thing, Tom Vial qualified 7th. He has had one of the weirder seasons, I would say. Yeah, I definitely expected Tom Vial to kind of take another step and fight for a championship. Hasn't really been able to do that. That is a little puzzling to me. But getting into Moto number 1, right before Moto number 1, they had Jeremy Martin up on the podium, gave him an award. So that was cool. He got recognized before any of the racing happened. But he said, hey, that's not enough. Then he went out and grabbed the whole shot. He had Shimoda in third, Hamaker in second place, and Hayden Deegan was sixth place. So not the best start, not the worst start. Watching it live, I thought he was a little bit more around mid-pack going into that first turn. Must have picked up quite a few passes coming out of that first turn, though. So that was it was interesting, to say the least. And then Hamaker was able to get past the great story of Jeremy Martin on the downhill of Mount Martin. Jeremy said after the race, he said they were just going a lot faster than he was willing to do it going downhill at Mount Martin. And so he said he was losing a little bit of time there, and that's where he gave up the lead there to Seth Hamaker. And then right after that downhill again, Hayden Deegan was able to make a move on Joe Shimoda for third place. And then He was able to get up to Jeremy Martin on the very next lap, right before what they call the Chatapult, where Chad Reed famously went absolutely flying through the air. I think I touched on it a little bit in last week, flying through the air and somehow got up and kept racing, which is just absolutely wild. But Hayden Deegan was able to start making some moves towards the front, was able to get past Joe Shimoda, like I said, and then was able to get past Jeremy Martin for second place. And then Seth Hammaker went down. I'm going to have to take a little break here to reel in everything. I feel like I'm just rattling everything off way too fast right now, and that's not what I want to do. Okay, we are back, and we got our bearings back under control here. So Seth Hammaker was in the lead. Yeah. And right before the sand rollers, there's a little roller on an inside turn on a left-hander. Right before he got to that little roller on the inside, he started to just kind of push the front end a little bit. So he was losing the front end, and then the front tire gripped back up, and he essentially was just along for the ride, and he went from first down to fourth, which really hurt him here. Shimoda was got by Deegan, by Jeremy Martin, by he ended up finishing Seth Hammaker. Did he have other problems as well? Because he must have, because I didn't even notice that he dropped all the way down to 27th to finish Moto 1 here. So, yeah, he must have had a couple other little mishaps as well. Okay, we are back under control. I know I just said that, but now we are actually back under control. We hit the halfway mark, and Deegan had about a 1.9 second lead over Joe Shimoda. And then it seemed like Deegan's leg really started to bother him. He slowed down a lot. He still ended with the fastest lap time, just barely, over Jeremy Martin. But he was, it looked like he was really hurting here just after the halfway mark in Moto number one. And Shimoda was able to make a very easy pass on him on the inside after the first set of those sand rollers. And once Shimoda did that, he got a little gap. And then it's like something just kind of clicked in Deegan's head, where all of a sudden his leg was magically all better and didn't have to worry about his leg hurting, because he then was able to storm back and go on the outside after coming downhill on Mount Martin. And that is where Deegan was able to retake his lead, just charged right down that hill and ended up winning by a couple seconds. I think it was about a second and a half, 2 seconds. I don't have the exact margin down in my notes, but Deegan finished in first, Joe Shimoda second, and Jeremy Martin, the man everyone was there to see, it seemed like, finished third here in Moto number one. So we thought at that point, hey, good story for Jeremy Martin. Goes out, grabs the whole shot, finishes in third, gets on the podium one more time for a moto. I don't think it can get too much better than that. But it ended up getting a lot better than that in moto number two. But sticking here still in moto number one, big shout out to Mikael Harup from Denmark, the rider who I know I've talked about him a little bit already earlier in the season. He's over here because Triumph didn't have their 450 ready for him to race over in Europe yet. So he's over here riding 250s and really starting to catch on a little bit. He had a really good race at Red Bud, and then he had a good strong moto number one here in Spring Creek. So it really looks like old Mikal Harup is starting to figure it out. Nothing else really crazy except for Levi Kitchen. I guess he had a couple crashes here in moto number one, ended up finishing 13th. So not really, hasn't really been the best of seasons here for Levi Kitchen, starting in Daytona and Supercross where he had the big crash, and now just kind of seems like some weekends he's really on and some other weekends it seems like he has just struggled a little bit more than I was expecting him to personally. So going into moto number two, they interviewed Jeremy Martin right before the second moto, and it looked like he had to hold back some tears. But that didn't slow him down at all. He got a great jump and another hole shot. So he goes out, goes 2 for 2 on his hole shots. Two great starts. Deegan was around 10th, and Shimoda was in second place. But the big thing here for one of the top guys was Tom Viel, the guy who has a bunch of questions surrounding him. What's his future next year? Is he going to be going back to over to the MXGP series, or is he going to find a solution here with KTM for a 450 deal? We'll get into a little bit of that here after this moto, because some new stuff has come out about that. So Tom Viel goes down, going into the sand rollers, was trapped under his bike. And I do believe, yeah, that was the, well, we got sirens going on here. That was the end of his day right there. Did he post anything regarding that? Tom Viel? No, he did not. The only thing he's posted since that is he's doing the Paris Supercross. That is the only thing Tom Viel has posted about, which I'm sure wasn't even really him posting it. Did KTM post anything? Pain in his knee and shoulder was unfortunately sidelined. Tom Viel ahead of Washougal. So he will be out next week in Washougal. I do remember seeing that already. Him and Aaron Plessinger. Spoiler alert. Plessinger, another tough weekend in Millville, and will be out once again in Washougal. But getting back to the 250 moto number two here. Jeremy Martin ended up leading a lap this moto, and he became the 10th guy in the 250 class to lead a lap. So we've now had 10 brands racing in the super motocross season, they're classifying it as. And now we've had 10 guys lead a lap here in the 250 motocross season. So that was really cool to see. Joe Shimoda, though, wasn't having any of it. He went inside on Jeremy Martin in the whoops, or the sand rollers. And Mikal Harup was also able to join the battle a little bit in third place. But Joe Shimoda, I mentioned it, he led a couple laps. Then he went over the finish line jump. You could see him tap his rear brake to kind of bring the front end down a little bit, and it worked because his rear tire stopped spinning, his bike balanced out, and then he went to go into the very next, left-hand turn after the finish line, and just rolled right over it. And turns out he lost his back brake for the next about lap and a half. You could see him on just about every jump, just kind of pumping it, trying to maybe get any air that somehow got into the lines from it being hot, just trying to pump the air out. That didn't work, so he raced a very, very large majority of this race with no rear brake. So Deegan was able to get past him right before the sand rollers for second place, and that also gave Deegan the overall. And at that point, with a 1-2, would have been cool to see him go 1-3 and Jeremy Martin 3-1 for an overall, but sadly, that's not what we got. And with 10 minutes left, Jeremy Martin had a 2.7-second lead, and Shimoda dropped all the way back to fifth place at the time. He was able to make another pass for fourth place. And I know I'm speeding through this. I don't know why, to be honest. I think it's maybe because I know I got a little time crunch here to finish this recording. But with about 2 minutes left and two laps, Jeremy Martin put in his fastest lap of the race by almost 1 second, they said. And Deegan even said it after the race. There was a point where Hayden put in a hard charge and just wasn't able to catch Jeremy Martin. And so Deegan kind of went into thinking he knew he had the overall at that point. Said he couldn't catch up to Jeremy Martin and just settled in for second place, which really shows, because Jeremy Martin ended up winning his final moto of his career by 9 seconds. So he goes 3-1 for, it was second overall, correct? Oh, now we're getting an ad. Second overall, Joe Shimoda able to hang on to third place overall, finishing fourth in moto number two, and Mikel Harrop gets a moto podium here. He goes 4-3, just barely knocked off the overall podium by Joe Shimoda's 2-4. So it's kind of upsetting that Mikel Harrop's only going to be here for this year. It would have been really cool to see if what he would be able to do sticking around for next season as well. Just with how good he has turned up to be, especially this last couple of races. You look at his results. He started with a 7th in Hangtown. Started with a 15th in Fox Raceway. Sorry, I knew as soon as I said started in Hangtown, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So we went 15, 7, Thunder Valley, 9, 12, and then started with Southwick, where he got a 6th. Red Bud, he got 4th overall. And Spring Creek, like I just mentioned, he got 4th overall as well. His last time he got 4th overall at Red Bud, he went 8-5 for 4th overall. And that was when there was a bunch of craziness going on with Deegan going down and whatnot. So, overall, Hayden Deegan, 1-2, is your winner once again, extending his points lead to now I got to pull that back up, 250 class. Deegan is up 45 points now on Joe Shimoda, able to extend it after Shimoda put a chunk into it last weekend. Deegan puts a little bit of that chunk back. Wait, no. Shimoda took a chunk out of it. Deegan put the chunk back into it. Levi Kitchen down 107, tied with his teammate Garrett Marchbanks, also at 107, and Tom Viel is now essentially out of it, being down 119, and he's going to lose some more points next weekend, unless something absolutely crazy happens and all the top four guys for some reason miss Washougal, which if that happens, that would be just absolutely insane. 250 big takeaways would be Hayden Deegan. These big takeaways are, two of them are going to be riders. Just going to say that. Two of them are on the same team. We'll start with Hayden Deegan, able to fight through injury or pain, being hurt, whatever you want to call it. Not exactly sure how much it's hampering him. He did say the only time he was on the bike this past week was Thursday, just to do some start practice, and that was all he rode last week. He's just been getting treatment on that leg. So he was able to still fight through the pain and get a first overall here and extend his points lead. The second big takeaway is Mount Martin. Just that in general. And it kind of ties in with the third one being Jeremy Martin. Jeremy Martin saying just how big and steep it is. Obviously, he knows how big and steep it is because he's there all the time. But he said these 250, the new kids here in the 250 class, just absolutely send it down that hill. And that was a spot where could make or break your race. We saw plenty of passes on coming down Mount Martin. Just who doesn't want to let off the gas and get on the brakes? Who has, best way to say it, who's got the biggest balls going into that right-handed corner at the bottom of the hill? Third one, third big takeaway, saving the best for last, Jeremy Martin, on just an insane career, goes out second overall, wins his last moto, and I saw some stats earlier. Where are we? Jeremy Martin, 66% of his career, he finished in the top five. 81% of the time, he was in the top 10. 4th all time in wins in the 250 class in pro motocross. 2nd all time in pro motocross podiums. I saw he was on the podium about, or no, he won, excuse me, I think it was about 50, almost 50% of his races. I think that was moto wins, though. I mean, he also had 2 championships, which is just absolutely insane and awesome for Jeremy Martin. And now I saw he is already working back to working on the track. I saw he was tearing down banners, advertisement banners already. Back to just what you would call a little bit of a normal life, but still getting to stick around the sport with the track side at least. So I think that will just about wrap us. I think that does wrap us up here for the 250 class at Spring Creek. Already mentioned the Tom Vial news being out at Washougal, and then they got that next break, and he will be back for the last 3 rounds. We will obviously we'll get to predictions. When we get to predictions after the 450 class, but now we're on to the 450 class.